vibrant health and beauty radiates from the inside out. Get your glow on with Green Diva's health and beauty tips, from natural skincare to creating healthier habits that make us sparkle. Wow, this is a really interesting segment. If not, I like a little frightening, but you know, I love Women's Voices for the Earth. They do a lot of great research and help us understand what's going on out there and some of the actions we can take. So we're going to speak to Alexandra Scranton, who is the Director of Science and Research, about chemicals in cosmetics and a specific area affecting people who work in spas or in salons, right?
That's right, yeah.
So, yeah, tell us, you said there's a recent study or research done?
Yeah, we've just released a report that's called Beauty and Its Beast.
Oh.
And reviewing the impacts of toxic chemicals on salon workers. For, you know, a number of years we've been working on, you know, and talking about our concerns about the chemicals in cosmetic products, and particularly our concern for salon workers who are working with these products, you know, all day long, every day.
Right.
And what kind of exposures that they have to them, and we're concerned about their health. And so what we did was we figured, you know, there hasn't been a lot of hard data, like, what really are they experiencing? We've talked to lots of salon workers who are experiencing health effects. We thought, well, what's really out there? So we kind of did a deep dive into the medical literature and pulled every study we could find on researchers looking at health effects in salon workers, and you know, found more than we expected. There's still a lot more that we need to know.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, really, yeah. How many studies do include? You know, I mean, really, there are people looking at this. This is good, encouraging.
Yeah, you know, and it's really around the world that the report cites about 75 different studies, and we found studies in Australia, here in the U.S., a lot in Europe. We're working a lot on hairdressers in Europe, in Korea, in Japan, in Canada. People all around the world. Researchers are concerned about what's happening to these, you know, predominantly women
yeah.
working in these salons.
Yeah, good. Well, because, you know, it's one thing, like, I don't, you know, we learn about the chemicals in hair products or in nail products, and we're like, okay, so, you know, that freaks us out to get once a week or once a month. And can you imagine these people who work around this stuff every day, all day long?
Exactly. Exactly. The exposures are kind of phenomenal compared to what you get as a client.
Yeah. So what did you find?
Well, we found that, you know, salon workers are affected in two, you know, main ways. One, they're inhaling a lot of chemicals that build up in the salon air, and this really depends on how well ventilated the salon is,
right.
And how bad the salon air is. So there are studies looking at measuring what chemicals they're finding in the air, and they're finding acetone, toluene, ammonia, methyl methacrylate. These are all very irritating chemicals, and you know, some of them you sort of recognize, kind of a salon odor.
Right, right.
That can, you know, affect your eyes, can affect your lungs. And then they're also, salon workers are affected by just the chemicals they're exposed to through their hands, you know,
yeah.
just working on their clients. And a lot of the chemicals are really corrosive to skin. They cause irritation. They cause allergies. And so there's a lot of problems there. And that, you know, not surprisingly, these are the results we found in these studies. You know, some surveys had over 60% of salon workers reporting that they suffer from some kind of skin condition on their hands, like dermatitis or
sure.
rashes.
Well, yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, and these numbers are just, you know, this isn't fair. You know, these numbers are just way too high. And some of these conditions start even as early as cosmetology school. I mean, they're being exposed to these chemicals right off in their training.
Right.
And these impacts are happening immediately. Breathing problems are also very common, so they've measured lung function in salon workers. And, you know, by the end of the day, their lungs really aren't working as well. They've got decreased lung function. They're having
wow.
trouble breathing by the end of the day.
Yeah, and it seems like any of these things you mentioned, you know, acetone or ammonia, individually can be damaging. But I guess, like, what's the toxic cocktail that goes on with the mixture of things must be extra damaging.
Exactly. And this is, you know, this is certainly where we need more research to, you know, to understand this. And most of the reports that we looked at, you know, didn't have a good sense of what chemicals were those salon workers actually exposed to who had these various health outcomes. But the researchers are saying, you know, it's a combination of everything that is leading to these results. It almost doesn't matter what individual products are being used. It's really that combination of things they're being exposed to.
You know, what do we tell our friends who make a living in a hair salon where there's all kinds of stuff going on?
Well, this is what, you know, first of all, these women need to be demanding change. I mean, the salon workers are a tough lot, and there's a lot of, you know, suffering silently of these impacts, saying, oh, this is just part of the job.
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't be part of the job. They need to be speaking up and saying, we need safer products.
Yeah.
Right? We need sort of a revolution in these products. We know how to do really cool stuff to hair and nails with really toxic chemicals.
Yeah,
and
right.
And we need to be able to do that cool stuff with benign chemicals. I mean,
yeah.
this is what we need.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I mean, it's going to take a while to develop all these safe products. In the meantime, we do have a fact sheet we've released on tips for salon workers and salon owners. Here are ways that you can actually reduce some of the exposures now. Things like improving ventilation in your salon, wearing nitrile gloves that can prevent some of those exposures to your hands. Even something simple as kind of changing the order of how you do things. Like
right.
They recommend that you cut someone's hair before you dye it if you're doing both. That
okay.
way, there's less exposure. If you're cutting recently dyed hair, there's a lot more exposure to hair dye in your hands.
Well, there you go. That
afterwards.
Seems simple enough, right?
Yeah. So there are some simple tips to do, and then kind of, you know, figuring out which are the services that you're offering that are most affecting your health, that maybe you have the most reactions to, and kind of limiting those, either not offering them or not offering them as often.
Now, so
there are some things that salon workers can do now until we can get a safer environment overall.
Well, so as a patron, let's say, I go to get mm-hmm. my toenails done,
mm-hmm.
What can I do to be more supportive of these salon workers?
You know, it's a great question. And certainly, you know, just having that conversation with your salon worker that you are concerned is really important. A lot of the work that's been done, we've seen that salon workers almost don't believe that, you know, that they're
all
being
right.
harmed with their work. And they don't want to believe they're being harmed by their work. And just kind of validating, like, you're not crazy. If you think you're being harmed, like, these are toxic chemicals, you know, have you... You know, look at the stuff put out by.
So I'm going to go. I'm going to go in armed with a link to your study and your research compilation of all these different mm-hmm. studies. I'm going to go in armed with that and say, here you go. I personally, and our salon is kind of an upscale salon, my local place, and mm-hmm. They do have a lot of organic options for organic. Mm-hmm. You know, and now I. Really, the acetone probably isn't. You know, there's still products that, they're going to be exposed to that I'm not necessarily as exposed to. But mm-hmm. at least they're, you know, now it's not the cheapest place in town, but I feel better about it for myself. And now I feel a little better about it for their sake.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got a list on our website also of, you know, kind of chemicals to avoid and chemicals to be mindful of.
Aware of.
You know, so two lists of, you know, there's some chemicals that we know, okay, these are really just no-brainers. You don't want to be exposed to these chemicals, and there are alternatives available. And then we've got another list like, okay, these are ones to watch out for. These ones to be more careful around because there might not be good alternatives now.
Tell folks that they can go to womensvoices.org and... I'm sure that this stuff will be up front on the homepage so people can find it easily, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I thank you so much for talking with us today and enlightening me and hopefully our listeners so they can maybe take this to their favorite salon workers and, help them have a greater voice, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those voices are so important.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for the great work you're doing. And hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Okay, great.
Are you sparkling yet? Well, you will be. For information on this segment and lots of other healthy, green living information, visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.